The not-so-sweet price of chocolate. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. While consumers buying chocolates for their sweetheart this Valentine's Day may not be feeling all that sweet, as they could experience sticker shock when they notice the price of chocolate is getting higher. USDA researcher Lindell Meinhardt explains why that's so.
There's not enough cacao being produced out there, and so the prices are going up.
Meinhardt says that's because diseases and pests are devastating the tropical cacao trees in which chocolate is extracted.
For example, in Costa Rica, 90% of their crop is lost in the field.
And in South Africa, where 75% of the world's cacao is grown, production is down even while demand is up. Therefore, Meinhardt and his team are searching the world for disease-resistant trees, developing disease controls, and better production techniques. But you may wonder why U.S. folks are working on a plant that we can't even grow here in the States. Well, Meinhardt says the answer is simple.
The U.S. chocolate industry is a $17 to $18 billion a year industry. Without the raw material cacao for that industry, it's gone.
Taking with it huge markets for a lot of U.S.-grown commodities.
For example, 40% of the U.S. peanut crop goes into chocolate. 60 to 70% of the U.S. grown almonds end up in chocolate. So this is really important for U.S. grown commodities. So by promoting a stable supply of cacao coming in for the chocolate industry, we're promoting a stable demand for U.S. grown commodities.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.